As the Bush administration goes about trying to win international backing for a possible war against Iraq, it's also striving to bolster domestic support. A president who likes to say he is less poll-driven than his predecessor, George W. Bush is trying to prepare the American people for conflict. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne reports on what the president is doing to rally the nation.
Make no mistake, while the Bush administration downplays the role of polling in the White House, this administration does very much want to have the public's backing for a war to topple Saddam Hussein. The president has made speech after speech in Washington and around the country, relentlessly driving home the point that the Iraqi leader is a threat who must be dealt with. And the topic has dominated high-profile appearances when the president knows his audience is especially large, like the annual State of the Union address.
Some have said we must not act until the threat is imminent. Since when have terrorists and tyrants announced their intentions, politely putting us on notice before they strike?
Then there are the appearances by other administration officials. Here's Secretary of State Colin Powell at the United Nations last week, describing intercepted phone calls, which Powell says depict Iraqi officials discussing weapons they're hiding from inspectors.
They're inspecting the ammunition you have, yes? We sent you a message yesterday to clean out all of the areas, the scrap areas, the abandoned areas. Make sure there is nothing there. Remember the first message, evacuate it. This is all part of a system of hiding things and moving things out of the way and making sure they have left nothing behind.
So has the White House PR offensive worked? Frank Newport, editor-in-chief of the Gallup poll, says that on the basic question, would you favor or oppose invading Iraq in an attempt to remove Saddam Hussein from power, the percentage of those saying yes has been bouncing around in the 50s for about a year. It did not get much of a boost from the State of the Union address, but it did take a sizable jump a week later after Powell went to the UN. Newport says the administration's effort to sell the country on the war does benefit from the strong feelings Americans have had for a decade about Saddam Hussein.
Well, in a sense, that's right. I think if this was East Timor or somewhere like that where the U.S. was proposing military action, there would be a lot more education that would have to go on.
Still, even though there seems to be plenty of agreement that Saddam Hussein is a bad guy, the numbers show the nation is truly divided over the question of war. According to the history books, that is almost always the case when international conflict looms. Stanford University historian David Kennedy says look at Woodrow Wilson in World War I.
Woodrow Wilson had the devil's own time trying to persuade the American people in 1914, 15, 16, and early 1917 that what was then known as the European War had anything to do with the security or the future well-being of the United States. So what did he do? He had to resort to, of necessity, was making the case for war on the high grounds of morality and principle.
And Kennedy says since FDR in World War II, U.S. history also shows many presidents fudging the truth to get the public behind a war the White House sees as necessary.
Franklin Roosevelt distorted certain naval episodes in the Atlantic by way of moving the Congress further in the direction that he wanted. Lyndon Johnson, we now know notoriously, fudged, to put it mildly, the facts of the Tonkin Gulf confrontation in order to get the Tonkin Gulf resolution. So, sure, there are these examples in the record.
Kennedy says that history helps to reinforce the skepticism we see today. President Bush has been accused of stretching the facts when he talks of ties between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein, or when he says aluminum tubes the Iraqis have are for nuclear weapons. The administration's biggest critics have even questioned whether or not the raising of the terrorist threat level to code orange is part of the effort to rally around the president and promote the war. One other thing history has taught this administration, based on the experience of the first President Bush, is that once the war starts, the public will rally behind the president, but that support can quickly dwindle when the war is over and domestic concerns return to the fore. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.